I'm just looking for all the little people. I can see one or two little people upstairs there very clearly, but what about further down in the church? I can see a lot of little people over here, but are there any people way down there? Could you just put your hand up where I can see you then? Oh, there's one, yes, that's good. Anybody else? Any more little people down that end? Oh, there's some down the back here, that's great. Any over this side at all? No, just down at the front. And upstairs we've got quite a few. Well, I'm just going to let you stay where you're at this morning, and then I'm going to speak to you now. I know where you are. But I want to speak to you about little people and about the things that little people cannot do. Can I ask you this? Did you ever drive a fire engine? I don't think you've ever driven a fire engine. Sure you haven't. I mean, I live beside where the old college used to be, because now we have moved outside the city down to Moira. And when the old college was empty, they tried to burn it down, some young people, two or three times. And I had to phone the fire brigade. And it was great to see the firemen coming with their big, big fire engine to try and put the fire out, which they did very quickly. But, you know, when you're little people, when you're just a little person, you can't drive a fire engine. Sure, you can't. You can't drive a car. I don't think you drove to church this morning. Sure, you didn't. But your mommy did, or your daddy did this morning. And maybe you can't drive a tractor. Sure, you can't. I can remember when I was small, you know, I lived in the country, and there was a little boy. He used to drive a big tractor in the field behind where I lived. And he was very, very, very young, very small. I'm sure he must have been about 11 or 12, but he drove this tractor all around the fields. But of course, the farmer had to drive the tractor to the field first of all, and then he drove it after that. Shouldn't have, but that's the way things were done in those days. But you can't drive a tractor. Sure you can. You couldn't drive a plane. I'm sure you couldn't drive a plane. Sure you couldn't fly a plane. What about making the dinner? Can anybody make a dinner here? Oh, there's one can make a dinner here. That's good. That's good. What did you make it today? Get it all ready for today? Perhaps not. But I want to ask you: can you tie your shoelaces? I remember whenever my kids were small, they couldn't tie their shoelaces. In fact, I had a little son called David. He's now bigger than me, actually. But he could never make out which foot the shoe went on, left foot or the right foot. So he worked it out, and one of them was called Marmaduke. One shoe was called Marmaduke. The other was called Joe. And I still don't know exactly how he was able to work out between Marmaduke and Joe. But that's how he knew to put one shoe on the right foot and one shoe on the left foot, Marmaduke and Joe. And you're too young maybe to go to work, of course, too young maybe to even dress yourself, maybe, I would say, when you get up in the morning. If you're very, very small, you'll have to get somebody to help you with that as well. But although we're too small for many things, I want you to remember this today, that we're not too little for God to be interested in us. That's the most important thing of all. We have a God who's interested in us, although we're so small. And it does say in the Bible, Jesus said that our Father, God, that God himself sees even a little sparrow when it falls to the ground. Now, a sparrow is very small, isn't it? But he sees whenever the sparrow falls. And the Lord Jesus Christ is interested in little boys and girls as well. It was one day that the mothers wanted to bring their boys and girls to Jesus, and the disciples said, "Oh, no, you can't do that because he's too busy and he's not interested in boys and girls." And Jesus said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Don't forbid them, because people like this who have simple faith make up my kingdom." So Jesus wants boys and girls also to come to him. You're not too little then, you see, for God to be interested in you and for Jesus to want to bless you as well. So important. Another thing you must remember too, that we're not too little to do things that are wrong, to disobey God either. We're not too little to do that. And we're not too little also to believe, to come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I found something just about a month ago when I was sorting out all my old files. I found this. It used to be the first page of a little Bible. And it's written in ink. And my name is on it there, Hamilton Moore. And then it says this here, saved on the 18th of February, 1952. Now, that's before you were born, wasn't it? 1952, at 9 o'clock. Because I was just a little boy of 6 and a half. Now, I don't want you to start working out my age. Don't worry about my age. But just to realize, I was just 6 and a half. But it was wonderful, you know, that I could learn that my mum and dad were saved, and my sister was saved, but I wasn't saved. And if Jesus were to come, I wouldn't be ready to go to be with him. And just as a little boy, I got down on my knees with my mummy just at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and I just said, "Yes, Lord, I want you to be my Savior," as she prayed with me. And a little boy, just a little boy, God was interested in a little boy, and Jesus was willing to take a little boy and make him his child. And he gave me a promise on that day. "The one who comes to me," he said, "I will never cast out," and he never has. So if you're just one of the little people here today, maybe there's many things you can't do, but you know, you can still realize, you can still come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the one who can make us ready for his coming again. Hope you remember the story then about the things that you can't do, but the things also that you can do today as well. Thank you.